WTF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 22nd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. California's largest home insurance company, State Farm, has announced it will not renew some 72,000 policies in the state this year, adding to those already dropped following fires and floods in California. In a statement to policyholders, the company says 30,000 residential policies covering homeowners and rental properties will be canceled, along with 42,000 commercial properties. Notices are going out now, and policies won't be renewed on their due date. Those policyholders will be forced to find other insurance companies from a shrinking pool offering insurance in California, or go to the state's far more expensive FAIR plan. With only a few ballots left to count, it appears that Santa Rosa City Council member Democrat Chris Rogers will move on to face Republican Mike Greer in the November race for Assembly in District 2. According to the Press Democrat, when tabulating votes across Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt counties, Rogers leads by 1,489 votes over Rusty Hicks, and the number of outstanding ballots across all three counties is likely lower than that. Customers of PG&E may see a credit on their next month's utility bill. The company announced the amount of their California Climate Credit Program on their website. The electric credit is calculated at $55.17, the gas credit at $85.46, for a total of just over $140. In sports, the Warriors are home against the Pacers tonight. And your forecast, cloudy skies with rain moving in by late morning. Look for upper 50s and low 60s. Tonight, rain tapering off and ending before midnight. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, we are expecting rain through much of the day, possibly some thundershowers. Highs in the 50s. Maybe a sprinkle early Sunday, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District wants you to know that mosquito prevention begins at home.
That's right. By simply reducing mosquito habitats and eliminating standing water, you can make a huge difference. Mosquitoes need just a tiny bit of water to complete their life cycle.
So remember, always drain after the rain. Protect your loved ones from mosquito bites and potential diseases. Take action today to keep your family safe.
For more info or to report a mosquito problem, visit msmosquito.org.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. And our anniversary sale has been so popular, we're extending it for another week. From now to March 25th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's The Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
102.7 The Wolf.
All right, guys, a little after 7 o'clock, I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels with another hour of America's greatest hits. Let's see, Billy Idol's on the way, Frankie Goes to Hollywood's coming up, also Pat Benatar, Cyndi Lauper, Queen, Tina Turner, Aerosmith, Santana's on the way as well, and we're going to rewind the year 1980, all coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Eight hours for work. Oh, tell me what. you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one we want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your fascination? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Oh.
Start again. 102.5. waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true. But even then I knew I'd find a much better place, either with or without you. The 5 years we've had have been such good times. I still love you. But now I think it's time I live my life on my own. I guess it's just what I must do.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it.
Let's get another update on the roadways. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Watch out for a broken down car in Petaluma. Traffic sponsored by Tire Rack. Southbound 101 just south of Lakeville Highway. There's a car stalled out that is mainly in the center divide, but it might be partially blocking the left lane. And also a bit slow on southbound 101 now at the county line. It's a 27-minute commute between Petaluma and San Rafael. Westbound 37 slowing out of Vallejo between the Mare Island Bridge and Skaggs Island Road. Nearly 3,000 teen drivers die in car crashes each year. Tire Rack Street Survival is designed to save lives. The one-day hands-on driving school gives teens experience in car control through exercises that include emergency braking and skid recovery. Find a class near you at TireRack.com/survive. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
When you 102.7 The Wolf.
The Wolf Rewinds 1980.
The success of the movie 10 and Bo Derek's braided hair is the latest rage. Bjorn Borg edges John McEnroe to win his fifth consecutive Wimbledon championship. In Sonoma County, the Santa Rosa City Council voted to make bingo legal. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1980.
Benatar at 102.7 The Wolf. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels on this finally Friday. And don't forget, you ever want to know what's on the air right now, all you have to do is text us. Two words, now playing, to 707-636-1027, and we'll text you back, telling you exactly what's on the air right now.
Lying in my bed, hear the clock tick and think of you. Confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories, time after. Sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, I can't hear what you. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwind.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me.
Oh, we'll be waiting.
Time after time.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 22nd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Alaska Airlines is launching service to Las Vegas from the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport starting on October 1st. According to the company website, it will become their seventh nonstop destination. And yes, on Alaska Airlines, wine still flies free. Petaluma police are asking for the public's help in identifying two people suspected of stealing over $1,000 in copper wire from its Petaluma store on Thursday, March 14th. A day earlier, another robbery took place when two men stole $1,500 in merchandise. Those suspects have been identified and police are following up. If you happen to know any information about the two people who stole the copper wire, please contact the Petaluma Police Department. After an extensive study, the Eel Russian River Project Authority has made its decision on the best way to proceed with water diversions from the Eel River to the Russian River following the removal of the Potter Valley Dam. Based on technical presentations from engineers, biologists, and water managers, a pumping system will be put in place to send water through the existing tunnel system to the Russian River. Sonoma Water secured a $2 million grant for the project to go towards additional planning and development. In sports, LPGA star So-Young Yoo has announced her retirement from professional golf at the ripe old age of 33. And your forecast today, cloudy skies with rain moving in by late morning. Look for upper 50s and low 60s. Tonight, rain tapering off, ending well before midnight.